Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where I interview business owners, CEOs, executives, and whoever else I feel like. It is 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
My name is Devin. I'm one of the co-founders of Start Playing, and we are the Airbnb for tabletop gaming.
Boom. Love it. To the point. Number two, what advice would you like to share? Go.
You need to start your project now. Whatever it is that you're trying to build, whatever it is that you really like want to start, you should be doing it now. Every day should be one task or one thing that gets you closer to that. I see so many people who feel that like, I can't start because not everything is perfect, or like, I don't have business cards or a website or things like that. It's like, you don't need any of that to start. You just need to start building. And I think that's the big thing that people like need to start to focus on is if you can do one thing every day that kind of builds you towards this project of yours, that's going to be progress. And that's the kind of stuff that's going to like ignite you to want to do even more and give you more ideas. And we're building like a minimum viable product. You need to always be doing one thing that gets you closer to it. And I see a lot of indecision, and a lot of people feel like I'm not at the right place, or I need like a new piece of software, or I need a new piece of hardware, when realistically every day you can do one thing that will bring you closer to that project. I believe it's the Marines that have the thing that's like, if I'm 70% ready, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. And I think that's such a great concept. And I feel there's so many people I know that feel like, I can't do this because I don't have enough resources or people or equipment. And I've seen so many people do things with so much less mm-hmm. that you should just be doing everything you can.
Well, let me ask you this, Devin, for Start Playing Games. Did you start with the MVP?
Yeah. Yeah. We started with just like, we just want to find a way to get people to play games.
Okay.
And we tried a lot of different ways, and we just kept building until we found the way that worked. And like, oh, great. And then we just pushed into that. And, you know, I mean, to this day, every week we release a new feature. Mm-hmm. You know, every day we are building towards, you know, what makes it easy for people to play, what makes it easy for people to get into the hobby.
Right. And I'll give you an example for my part there on the MVP there. You know, again, I don't like talking about my business a lot on these podcasts because you're actually the star, believe it or not. But the idea being is, you know, I'm 101 in the SEO space. And we have software that does it there. And our CTO is always like saying, we need to add this feature. We need to add this feature. So I was like, okay, let's look at our MVP. You know, can we charge this price there? Everything else that's being added, we can just have them as add-ons and freebies, that part there. And so I love clients where I'm like, hey, we have this new feature we want to try. It's beta, or that part there. Are you willing to try it? And every single time, I haven't had a client say no. They're like, oh, sure, we'll give it a try. And if it doesn't work out on that part there, we say, okay, yeah, MVP, we're tweaking. You know, that part there.
Yeah.
But it makes it super easy, and I'm having full paying clients because of it.
Exactly. And because you've built such something so solid, when you build these add-ons, you know, it really allows you to be creative and to take chances and take those risks.
Yeah, absolutely there. Let's get to question number three. So what other top CEOs, executives, influencers that you know you want to give a shout out to?
I got three. One is Zeke Anderson. Ezekiel Anderson is the founder of Rise Up Bakery, which is this sourdough company that's kind of exploded in the Bay Area. Ezekiel started making sourdough during the pandemic like everyone else, but now he's in over like 15 stores has like, you know, now this huge bakery front, and he's just kind of grown his business himself. Janine Dillard from Black AF Kitchen. Which is this kind of the same thing, but it's like pastries and all the different cafes. And it's another one of these like started out of the home and then grew into this huge business. And then Tom Montgomery, one of the co-founders of Chubby's Shorts, and one of my early mentors. I got to give him a shout because I've just learned so much from them. They're probably one of the smartest people in DTC, out there.
Love all the commerce there. Number four, final fun question. Tell me about your most epic sale.
Oh, it's got to be. Here's the thing. We just hit $1 million revenue with our Game Masters, but I think actually our epic sale is the first one because we had figured it out. We had so much trouble trying to figure out how to really get our product to fit the market. And that mm-hmm. first one, right after it, we had a ton more. And it was just kind of like this, it was the first break in the damn wall, you know?
Yep.
So I think that was our most epic sale.
No, I can see that there. I'm thinking my most epic sale from my most recent business was my most epic one as well. First sale was most epic. That's what I meant to say there. Good thing we don't edit these things. So you now have 3 minutes and 3 seconds left. Ooh. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather. We can talk about Dungeons and Dragons, whatever you want, or we can end early. Go for it.
Well, tell me this, in the SEO space, what do you think are some of the biggest changes coming in the next 5 years that aren't about voice?
I think AI generated content. Mm-hmm. Right now, you're at a point to where AI is able to do a junior copywriter level.
Yeah.
So you hire a junior copywriter. Okay. As long as they're a junior copywriter, you're going to really check their work.
Yeah.
You're not expecting to completely redesign it every single time, but you have to check it. It's just that part there until they're basically promoted.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of how it is with our systems and everything that we're doing is just check the work or understand it's, you know, what the content we're producing. It can be done by a junior copywriter and we don't need to check it.
Yeah.
That is the big one there.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, everyone's talking about content, you know, you need to generate content and content generators. Like people actually type up content there. They're a dying breed.
Yeah. So we have an AI bot that we've been working on. Same thing. It's one of those just, I'm always blown away when we use it because it's one of those generators for like, you know, part of your game. If you're playing, you know, D&D, like, what does this tavern look like? What does this city look like? And the descriptions coming out every time we use it, it just gets better and better and better.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Have you played Dungeons and Dragons before?
Yes. I actually currently right now do one game every other Thursday. And I'm actually starting very soon a Monday game.
Oh, that's awesome. What do you play?
I got to tell you, since we got a minute left, I got to tell you a funny D&D story.
Yeah, okay? Please do.
Okay. I'm going to explain metagaming for the viewers.
Yeah.
You probably know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Idea of metagaming is you're using information that you have that your character doesn't have.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm playing this game and my character, I'm doing it a little bit here and there. My DM's kind of seeing it. So all of a sudden I'm playing a warlock and there's a pearl, magical pearl. And one of the big items in D&D is a pearl of power, which is a great item for a warlock. So instantly know what it is. We can't identify it right now. Oh, I know what it is. So I identify with it. It's actually a pearl of gender change. And I'm clapping. I'm like, dude, you know what? I deserve it. Well done.
You took the bait.
I took the bait. And he's worried afterwards. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, dude, here's the thing. Totally my decision. I took the bait and I think it's hilarious.
I love that. Well, listen, if you or anyone else you ever know is always looking to get into the hobby, learn to play D&D, check out startplaying.games. That's that, you know, because I feel like those experiences right there, those kind of fun things you get is just the tip of the iceberg with D&D.
It is. And you pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Devin, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 looks like Bob.
It does. Your website, say it real quick.
Startplaying.games.
In the description, it's magic. Devin, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a good day now. Talk to you later. Bye.